Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to another special episode of No Small Roles, a D&D podcast where there are no small roles and the Heart of Fire approaches. I'm David Knight, your Dungeon Master, he, him pronouns, and I'm joined by these very tense intruders. Say hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Sarah Gain, how has it been knowing that Deacon could very well die in this little series?
It's a bit tense, I'm not going to lie.
A bit tense. So, once again, we have a content warning for this miniseries. We're experimenting with the horror genre, which means that there might be themes and moments that some viewers find uncomfortable. For a full content warning of everything that this episode contains, make sure to check out the show notes and keep yourself safe. So, Gail, looking over at Vicky... Do you want to hear a scary story?
No.
Yes, please.
Then let's cue the theme tune.
Yay.
Prepare your party of players and polyhedral dice. Your tragic backstory better be worth the sacrifice. Seize your sheets and D20.
Let's play D&D.
Your haggard character swaggers with daggers in each hand. You've all discussed what you must, but even best lay plans. Take a turn when checks are missed.
Roll initiative.
Brandish your blades. Don't fail your saves. No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is your story. No guts, no glory. Confront your fate with every roll.
Inside, one who will pay the price. Their chance of success will rest upon the dice.
No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is No Small Roles.
So, awakening, bruised and broken on the shore of a lake, the ragtag group heal each other and try to find a way out of the warren. Finding rabbit carcasses entwined in thorny branches, the group arrive in an alchemical garden of sorts, and a door carved into the rock stands ajar before them. Gary deduces that members of the guard had entered, and so they follow suit, exploring the abode within. Inching their way inside, they reach a library of notebooks detailing the shepherd's experiments and work, with a single phrase repeated over and over. Prepare the flock and be patient. The Heart of Fire approaches. On hearing the return of the shepherd, Gale turns invisible and shoves the party into some kind of storeroom where a replicating contraption is then used by Eloise and Thorn. The shepherd enters the library, dropping the body of Rosie in the doorway before proceeding to the storeroom's door and slamming its head repeatedly against it. With everyone hiding inside, Gale attempted to distract the shepherd, only for it to catch her and drag her silently down the stairs.
So at this point, am I still invisible or can you see me?
I'll say that you are seen. Whether or not that dropped just as he grabbed you or just afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
you even are not sure, but it has you by the shoulder and its grip is not coming free in any way.
Can I do anything or am I incapacitated?
You're welcome to try something.
I mean, I, Vicky, know exactly what's about to happen, but I think, you know, she's got to try.
You've got to try something.
I know what I would do if I was genuinely fighting to live, but I'm just going to do this for flavour because I think it's getting a bit near the end, isn't it? I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Amazing. What kind of save? Shepherd. What save does it need to make?
It is a wisdom saving throw.
That's very low. That was a 12.
It fails. A creature of your choice that you can see within range perceives everything as hilariously funny and falls into fits of laughter. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or fall prone, becoming incapacitated and unable to stand up for the duration.
Oh my goodness.
How long does it last?
Up to 1 minute.
Amazing.
Oh!
So this creature, this person starts laughing. And it is not comfortable to listen to. And the laughing builds and becomes a cackle, a dry cackle in its throat. And then it falls prone, it falls to its knees, and the two of you tumble down the stairs.
I think she's like screaming, being like, it's got me!
Yeah. And as it rolls down the stairs, and the rest of you can like hear this screaming as Gale is being dragged off, it lands on its back, and Gale, your face, it's holding you tight. It sort of gets its crook up just around your neck to lock you in position as well, and is just laughing into your face.
I wish I'd never cast this spell.
Back upstairs, what's everyone doing?
I would, as Gary would have been stealthily, as soon as he's seen grabbed, he was grabbing his dagger and he was trying to stealthily follow behind.
Oh, and it had opened the door so that everyone could see out.
Yeah. So he was trying to follow, but then as soon as they start falling and running down the stairs, I think he's going to follow with dagger in hand.
Amazing.
Deacon's exactly the same. The Morningstar's out and he's already on his way, clutching a rib, but going after them straight away.
Eloise is like, the sword is out, like ready. Like, she cannot run, so she would rather fight and die fighting.
Amazing. So the three of you are going to dive into action.
If the shepherd is like distracted with this laughter and holding on to Gale, if possible, I'd like to run up and stab my dagger right in their back.
Yeah. What's Thorn doing before we do go dive into attack?
Yeah, sorry. Thorn is going to leave their hiding place, rush across the room as stealthily as they can towards where it's going, grabbing the book from the table as they go, just for fun. Let's stuff that in a bag. And then pulling out bow and arrow as they near.
Sorry, Thorn, your orin is showing. Can you talk about it?
Yeah, cool.
Thorn's thinking of like burning or destroying the book. This ain't orin.
We'll do it as a kind of loose initiative as it's currently distracted with laughter and is lying on the floor. Now, the trouble is that it's at the bottom of a stairwell with Gale on top of it.
Oh.
So these rolls will be at disadvantage if you don't already have disadvantage because of exhaustion. Over at Deacon there. So yeah, anyone that wants to attack, yeah, there's just enough space and you kind of clamber over and around. You can make the attacks, they're just at disadvantage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. No. Flipping heck.
I will try and do an arrow. We have to do a DC 10 con save. Lots of us don't wait to do a thing.
Yes, for those of you that are trying to take action in combat because of lingering injuries, I'll say don't worry about, because that was a saving throw, not you rolling an action.
I don't have...
What? I say, pointing over at Vicky, who had a finger up in the air. Yeah.
What? Wait, what?
When you fell, you got a lingering internal injuries.
Yeah, yeah, because I've already got disadvantage as well, so what am I rolling?
So, first of all, you have to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh my gosh.
To see whether or not you can attack.
Right, okay. Thank you, yes.
And yeah, the DC for Deacon was 15, for Gale, Gary, and Thorn was 10. And then Eloise had a lingering injury of a... You basically lost your leg.
Okay.
So that's... you fall prone if you're dashing.
I was planning to leap down anyway.
Yeah, and you have disadvantage on dex checks.
Fuck. So I have to make a dex save now anyway, don't I?
If you want to leap down, sure.
No.
Sorry, it was...
Oh, wait, disadvantage. It doesn't matter. I can't get lower than that. So...
Con save, you're right. Okay.
Was it a dex save or a con
dex,
save?
Dex.
Yeah,
was... yeah, you don't have to worry about the con save part.
Oh, right.
I've got...
That was a six.
Yeah, so you try hobbling out of your hiding space.
Yeah.
You basically get to the top of the stairwell, and that's as far as you can get, we'll say.
Man.
Okay. Deacon?
21 for my con save, so I can...
Great, so you can make your attacks.
So I can make
go
my
for
attack.
It. Deacon in first.
Rolled the same thing twice. Brilliant. And it was good. 23
hits.
Great. How am I going to do this? So, so Deacon is going to swipe round and swipe under Gale.
Yeah.
So using, let's use the Morningstar or a hand axe. Yeah, let's go for the Morningstar because it's got the swing round, so it would catch underneath rather than catching on. So he's not swinging it down on top. He's going for it to come round and
yeah, absolutely.
Underneath. Right. Have I already rolled? I'm confused.
You've hit to attack, you've just not rolled any damage.
Thank you. Damage is... I haven't raged, so it's just 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage, lovely. Yeah. This is a kind of like a quick flurry of attacks from everyone.
Yeah.
We'll then jump round. Gary, you were also swinging in.
Yeah.
Trying to stab.
I got a 10 on my con save, so that meets it. It beats it,
so that means you can attack.
I had already rolled two at disadvantage, or shall I re-roll two at disadvantage before I'd worked out if I could hit or not?
Take the original rolls. What were they?
Oh, it was a 3 and a 5, so it would have been a 3.
Roll
which
your damage.
Been... Okay. Oh, because it's prone?
Nope.
No.
Oh, I hate you. I don't know why you're talking like that.
Oh, no.
Okay, damage, dagger, 1d4. That is 4 points of piercing damage.
Gale, you get 4 points as Gary stabs you in the back.
Oh,
classic.
I was also attacking it, so should I just keep going ahead?
You've taken one, so we're going to carry on round. Thorn, from your angle up at the top of the stairs... Are you making an attack?
Yes, so I rolled... I'm going to fire two arrows at it, if I may. I rolled a 20 on my DC 10 check
to
actually do it.
Great.
I would like to, as I'm pegging it over and also grabbing the book, I'm also going to shift. So I'm going to start using the Beast Hide ability. So I've rolled 11 temp HP to boost me up a little bit.
Amazing.
And my armor class is back up to 16. And then to hit with the arrows, I rolled a 26 and a 14.
So the 26, they both hit, but one hits the shepherd and one hits Gale.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Gale. 14 hits Gale. Oh. Okay, so on the shepherd.
I'll give you psychic separately, because I assume you might want psychic separately.
Yes, please.
So that is 13 points of regular piercing damage and 4 points of psychic. And then to Gale, luckily you're not Hunter's Marked, Gale, so it's not as bad. That's not too bad. 6 points of regular piercing damage.
Another 6 points of damage, Gale.
Sorry,
as
Gale.
This bolt, you can see one sort of collide with the shepherd's neck in front of you, and then a very similar experience as clearly something has pierced your shoulder blade.
Oh no.
Gale?
So I'm using spiritual weapon.
Amazing.
I got a... I think 16. It was a natural 13 to pass my con save.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've rolled an unnatural 20 to hit.
That hits, yeah.
So it's 1d8 plus 3. It's 5.
5 points of damage.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Force damage.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Magical.
Cool.
Do I have that at disadvantage, though? No.
I'd say no for
yet.
You, because you are...
No, I mean from being exhausted, but I'm not at that level of
you're
exhaustion
yet. You're not at that level,
yet.
Yeah.
No, that's just me.
Poor lad.
Poor old Deacon. He's having a bad day.
Still trying, though.
Can I, as my action, disengage? Or is that, like... How does that work?
If you're a rogue, you can disengage. Oh, but if you use an action...
Because that was my bonus.
Bonus.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know we're in a rough initiative order, but she wants to get away from him.
I'll say you can make an attempt to escape the grapple. I will, yeah.
Yep.
It's an ability check, so it's athletics or acrobatics, but disadvantage.
It's a natural four, so I'm assuming she fails whatever I add to that.
I mean,
that.
In fact, with all of the damage kind of firing in, the laughter stops from this creature. And it just slowly rises, carrying Gale up, still holding her face to face like some kind of shield between you all. And then inky tendrils from its robe just start billowing out and travel up the stairs. Can you all make dexterity saving throws, please?
Oh, no.
Saving throw. Is this... This isn't a charmed or frightened effect, is it?
No, this is just pure damage coming your way.
And if we're exhausted enough, this is a disadvantage again, isn't it?
If you've got disadvantage at saving throws, which Deacon does.
Brilliant. Of course I do.
Yeah, you get that level 3.
Yeah.
Level 3. Natural 20.
Hey, nice. So, it's a target of 19.
Oh, no, man.
No, absolutely not. 13.
So, oh, 14. Man.
Nope.
Nowhere near.
Nope.
Great. Only Gale. I think maybe because Gale is being held by the crook and the claw.
Yeah.
Like, these things kind of waft up the stairs much more and don't hurt you as much. So you all take 15 points of necrotic damage. Mm-hmm. Gale, what? You take 7. But these tendrils, not only do they drift out, they almost attach themselves and start wrapping around your bodies and climbing up. And the shepherd just drifts back, carrying Gale into the darkness beyond.
Can I hellish rebuke? It's within 60 feet.
Yeah, is that just if you take damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
So it's dexterity saving throw.
That is a 16.
Yeah, that succeeds.
Cool.
Oh, 2d10 halved. Yeah, so that's 6.
6 points of fire damage.
Aye.
Nice.
That's already been halved.
Oh, wait, it's 3d10. It's 3d10, sorry.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
If I'm being held, can I face step?
So another 3.
Yeah, because to escape.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
It's 18 halved.
18 halved.
Yeah.
Cool.
9.
Wonderful. The shepherd kind of drifts back, disappears into the darkness beyond. And in fact, none of you can see where he's gone. The corridor, you can sort of has a slight curve in it, but opens out into a wider space. But beyond that, you cannot see what's happening in the room beyond. And Gale kind of disappears into the shadow.
Oh, man.
Can I try and face step? Is it my turn enough to do that? Or do I
need
to wait?
No, I'm going
to
leave it for a second,
cool.
Gale.
Fair enough.
What are you all doing? You giving chase?
Gary certainly is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon is.
Nice.
I'd rather have this thing in front of my face than at my back in a tunnel I don't know. I'm in.
Seeing the other three running in. Oh, God. Thorn is going to run in, but he's also going to shout at the same time. What do you want?
There's no response, Thorn. As you all pile into the space, you realise you're in a long square room. At the far end, there is a brief bit of light where you can see Gale still being held. What do you want to do, Gale? As you kind of there's a brief bit of light just within this corridor that's lit up as everyone's entered. What do you want to do?
I would like to face step out of their grasp to join the others to try and get back in the fray.
Yeah, how does that look? I'll allow that to happen.
So I can teleport up to 30 feet to a space I can see. So depending on the darkness will depend on where I can go.
So I'd say that you can see the others as from where you are, there is a light where you are with the shepherd. And so there's the glint of buckles and things as the others have run into the space at a little bit further off in the end of this room.
Yeah, so I'd like to join them to be rah, we're going to do this.
Amazing. So you sort of bamf out of its grasp, end up with them. And for everybody else, you get the sense that Gale has arrived next to you. And the shepherd...
I'm not within 10 feet of it anymore, am I?
No. And the shepherd vanishes at the end of the room.
Oh.
And a door closes behind you all.
Oh! Knew I didn't want to go into that room!
I shouldn't have done that. I should have kept it there.
And you are in darkness. What do you do?
No lights.
No, the light that the shepherd had around them is gone.
I've got torch. though.
Is that thaumaturgy?
Yeah, I can dancing lights.
And I've got blind sight within a range of 10 feet as well as...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I've got dark vision.
I've got dark vision.
Yeah, so do I.
Where do I see that?
Yeah, I think it's features and traits.
Somewhere in features and traits, but...
Okay, so if it's not there, I don't
if
have
it's not there, you're cool. Not
yeah, yeah, so I don't have dark vision.
Oh, you're a human?
I'm a human.
No.
I'm a human... I'm variant human, though.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I've got blind sight within a range of 10 feet. So if there is a creature moving around... like, you know, obviously I can kind of see these guys. Can I see anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. As you're kind of feeling your way a little bit around the room... and like kind of your eyes are all adjusting to the fact that like there's been light and then switch into your dark vision again, kind of like it's just a very square room. There are grooves along the walls to either side that are almost punctuated with slightly wider holes. It's hard to tell any kind of color or anything without any light, but
we're doing dancing lights. No, we're not. You, no,
if I may.
You may.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so yeah, they're lit up a little bit more. And yeah, there's these long, like I say, like channels in the walls almost. What are you doing?
David, with my hunter's mark, have I got any idea where the shepherd has gone? Can I... It's just
Yeah,
vanished.
They are not... They are almost above and behind you and moving slowly. Having quickly darted into the library space to grab the book, it feels like they're at the door of the library again and then moving in a different direction.
And they're back in the library. I can feel them.
I cast thaumaturgy on the door that closed behind us, see if it opens.
It doesn't.
Okay, we're locked in.
And that's the only door in this space?
No, actually. There is another at the other, at the far end. If you try the same Eloise, it's locked. Yeah. It's locked pretty tight.
Right, okay.
I have a look at these grooves and holes, did you say, in the grooves?
Yeah.
Any ideas what they're for? What they're...
Make an investigation check.
Can I join my corporal in that?
Yeah, yeah.
I will enhance my abilities, give myself a little guidance boost. 16.
18.
Mm. 18. As you both have a look inside, kind of checking out different areas of it, there are small spikes... in the holes.
That's what I thought it might be.
Is there any way to put ourselves in a position where there are no spikes pointing at us? Or are they just like polka-dotting the walls?
Polka-dotting the walls. There are lots. And actually, as you look even further, those are pretty high rolls. The spikes are pointed in a lot of different directions.
Oh no.
There's no furniture, there's no nothing in this room to nope. climb on to get out the way.
The floor's a bit sticky, but...
Oh, no.
The walls are full of spikes. We need to get out of here any way possible. Protect yourselves.
Can everyone make a dexterity saving throw, please?
Oh, my God!
Oh, God, no.
Nope.
That's at a disadvantage as well, Deacon.
Okay.
No.
Depends.
It's bad.
Bad for me
it's
too.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
So, 15 and above.
25.
Oh. 25 for Thorn.
I was 14.
14.
5.
Yeah, 6 for me.
12.
Oh. 12.
Gang.
It's literally your cat-like reflexes that save you in this briefest of moments, Thorn. Because as you all gather a little bit closer toward the center of the room to warn each other about what's in the walls, there is a snapping sound and all of the spikes are shot across the room with barbed wire attached to the end of them.
Oh my God.
And they pierce all of you from one side of the room to the other so that you are suspended like ragdolls on a washing line. You each take 12 points of piercing damage.
I'm going to reduce that damage to myself.
Go for it.
With a psionic die.
Thorn, you drop to the floor and are safe. You can't really move, and you're kind of stuck between the legs of everybody else, but you haven't been hurt.
I've not got barbs in my...
That's reduced by 3.
It's something.
So how much is the damage we took if we failed?
12. 12 piercing damage. What are you doing?
Does it look like I could cut the wires away from people?
Yeah. The way the little barbs have kind of been punctured through everybody, through shoulder blades and torsos, through thighs, it would be painful, but the wires look cuttable.
Should I try and cut you out?
Do it.
Yes.
Two short swords out. Go to work.
Cool. Can you make four attack rolls, basically to clear the wires out from each of them?
I hate to ask this question, but do you need me to make a DC 10 con save to see how I get on, or we've got a bit of time?
No, you've got a bit of time.
If four attack rolls.
Yeah, basically.
24, a 15.
Mm-hmm. Who are you cutting out first? Oh, in which order, I'd say?
Deacon first.
Deacon first. Lovely, lovely. Deacon and then...
the captain.
And the captain. Both of you are cut free, but you take 4 points of piercing damage as just like these little barbs are like pulling through your flesh.
I look at Deacon, I touch him on the shoulder and I cast Cure Wounds at second level.
Amazing. Thorn, if you want to carry on working, roll your other two.
Thanks, Captain.
13 and a 23.
Which one's for who?
In my head, I was going Vicky Darrell.
Cool. So, Gail, you take 1 point of piercing damage as these wires are kind of taut, mm-hmm. and like pulled through, but they are not released. And Eloise, you take 3 points of piercing damage as the wires that are piercing you have been cut.
As he's doing this, Gail is going to start trying to tell a new scary story. So she starts saying, there's this story about this community that are living and the birds start flocking more and more and more. But because she's got these wires going through her body, she's sort of really struggling to get the words out and is going to cast Mass Healing Word, this time at a slightly lower level, third level,
mm-hmm.
To try and sort of heal everyone. But she's struggling a lot more.
Go for it.
I cured Deacon for 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
10 hit points.
And then 6 hit points for everyone.
Amazing.
For listening to the story.
Amazing. As you go to attempt to cut Gale free even more,
yeah.
The grinding in the walls kind of starts up again, and the wires that are piercing her start moving through the channels and carrying her body across the room. Can everybody, because there are other wires in here that are not attached to anybody, can you all make a dexterity saving throw as this wall of mesh of wires starts closing in and flattening out?
24.
Dirty 20.
Nice.
15.
15.
At disadvantage.
Oh, for pity's sake. Carl, 3.
3.
Oh, Deacon.
So, Deacon, you take 14 points of piercing damage as these wires start trapping you between them in a kind of cheese wire kind of fashion. Everybody else, you drop to the floor, start ducking and diving, and whilst you do then get scratches across your face, you take 7 points of slashing damage each. You manage to not be trapped. You end up on the other side of the wire. So it's just Gale and Deacon now being pushed toward the furthest door, which unlocks and opens. And starts carrying them both through it.
Oh man.
Is the time to make any more attacks
on
wires?
Release them.
There are, having come around the other side, there'd be a lot of hacking and slashing. You can try. You can definitely try, but it would be a lot to try to release them.
Gonna try.
Yeah, go for it. Make some attack rolls.
Yeah, can I double swords?
Yep.
Yeah, take 2
Anything
attacks.
Anything you want to throw at it? Yeah, the other 3.
Can I teleport in this state, or is it...
Yeah, I'll say you can,
yeah.
If you want to...
This is my final one. Yeah. Then I'm going to do that, please.
Yeah, you sort of, face step backwards, flurry of, like, fiery leaves, and land with everybody else, so it's then just Deacon being left. Pushed forward.
See in time that Gale's teleporting, so can we try... Can we aim strikes at
Focus
Deacon's?
Around, yeah. Yep, yeah, absolutely. What did everyone roll?
22.
23 and a 9.
Nice.
11 and a natural 1.
Were we all at disadvantage, or it's only if you've got exhaustion?
Only exhaustion.
Okay, I don't have exhaustion.
Yeah. So Deacon, you do take another 15 points of slashing damage as these wires are pinging off around you. but you are freed somewhat. There's sort of a bit of clothing, a bit of your cloak kind of caught in these barbs, and they're being pulled back, but your body is free at least.
Okay, well, he's going to undo the cloak,
mm-hmm,
and pull up one of the patches, and just as he's doing it, he pulls one of the patches off.
Amazing. Can you roll a D100 then, please?
Oh, buttons.
65,
did you say?
Yeah.
Nice. What is this one? What is it called again?
It's called the Robe of Useful Items.
So, a Robe of Useful Items, you pull it off and a healing potion comes out in your hand. A potion of healing pops up in your hand.
Perfect.
Which is a 2d4 plus 2 when you drink it.
Fuck yeah.
David.
Yeah.
Can I ask a shenanigans related question in the words of Jeremy Cobb? How far are we from the library?
Oh, like moving wise? It's hard to tell, but it feels like it's basically on the floor above you.
You know, if we were to put a pin on it within 30 feet.
Yeah, but less than 30 feet.
I start setting books on fire in the library using druidcraft.
Do you need to be able to see?
No.
Really? Really?
Within range.
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Wow.
Nice.
Within range.
Wow.
Oh, that's dark. It's good.
Abracalad.
Aye.
Sure, the opposite of glad. I'm setting books on fire.
Yeah,
I love it.
I don't know how precise I can be with that. Because I'll say
with especially with Hunter's Mark as well, you've kind of seen a bit of his movement, so you're aware even more acutely.
If he's
of
above
where,
us, like I'm feeling like creaks on the floor,
yeah,
or whatever.
And where he's avoiding bookshelves, you're like, if I can target it for there and start a fire.
I will start fires.
Great stuff. So the barbed wire wall kind of like wraps itself around just in front of the door and pushes its way out of this now open door. Are you all following? To be fair, it's the only way out of the room currently.
I follow.
My robe got wrapped into
that
barbed wire.
A leading question.
It is.
Well, never mind.
These barbed wires travel down a small corridor where the floor turns into the bars of cages. And they stop halfway through the corridor above an opening in the floor. They whip back into the walls, where you can only assume they would drop whatever it is that they were carrying. And there is nothing else at the end there. Just a hole down into a cage.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like this is not the place to be.
I've been feeling that for a few hours now.
True. I'm also going to put out there that I'm not looking the healthiest I've ever been.
I cast Cure Wounds on you at second level again. I think... I can
bolster your magic and give you a spell slot back if you need it.
Yeah, I think he's feeling really guilty for bringing this young lad down, and he
can have a third level spell slot. Handing that over to you.
Oh, I can't even do third level.
Oh,
I'm only second. I can only do second.
Well, what happens in that circumstance?
Nothing. I'd say it would be the maximum. Yeah.
So we automatically give him an extra spell slot, but it just goes to second level.
Second level, yeah.
Rather than, right, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, like you got a spell slot back.
You got 16 points of HP.
Oh, thanks, mate.
How are you looking, Deacon?
And also, how's everyone looking?
Thorn's looking all right, given the circumstances, to be honest.
I'm on 21.
Been better, but can survive a few more licks.
I'm on 20.
26.
Oh, I'm doing better than you.
I mean, I can.
Don't know if we have time for a healing spirit, do we?
I'm just going to continue with the story of the birds all of this kind of stuff, and cast another mass healing word.
Amazing.
I think that needs to happen.
Do you want another spell slot as well? I've got another one more bolstering magic left.
6 hit points each.
Amazing.
And you get a second level spell slot.
In that case, I'll cast it again at second level.
What? How much was the healing? Seven?
Six. Oh no, I can't do it. At second level.
How's Deacon looking?
37.
Cool. Are you progressing forward along the cage, into the cage?
Is anything immediately happening?
No, you can see, you can feel the shepherd moving around upstairs.
Still just staying upstairs?
Yeah. Drifting. How long does Hunter's Mark last?
An hour.
Okay, yeah, you're fine. Yeah, there's movement.
Have I taken damage? I have.
You have. Gosh. Probably need to concentration check.
I've not taken very much damage. Yeah, all good.
Okay. So yeah, you can feel it moving around, and almost sense it moving into like the kind of replicating station space, and then further beyond it as well. Mm-hmm. And as it moves further beyond, there is some descent.
They're coming down. They're descending somewhere.
What are you all doing? Moving onwards?
Hello, David here, your devilish DM. If this horror-themed four-parter is your first experience of No Small Roles, then welcome and thank you for joining us. If you are curious about our main campaign, we suggest listening up to episode 8 and then see how you're feeling about the show from there. There is also a handy recap of episodes 1 to 5 if you want a head start on that. And also, if you want to hear more from Deacon, you can find Sarah guesting on episodes 16 to 18. For our regular listeners, episode 73 will be making its way into your earholes in June, so keep an eye on your feeds. But if you all have any questions or thoughts that you'd like to share with us as you listen to this gruesome adventure, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at No Small Roles. Simply search No Small Roles on Facebook, and our Discord link can be found in the show notes. You'll also find a ticket link to the touring production of Sense and Sensibility, which every member of this Fireheart cast is involved in, either on stage, behind the scenes, or both. Except for Ben. Slacker. To avoid being a slacker like Ben, we'd love it if you could take a moment and rate us 5 stars on Spotify and write a little review on iTunes, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. Reviews are such a great way of helping others find this podcast, so get typing. And that's all from me as announcement, David. Time to put my DM hat back on. It's a very nice hat. Or is it?
What are you all doing? Moving onwards?
What onwards is there?
I was going to say, it's just
it's a door, it's a cage.
Into a rusty cage.
Well, no. No, that's a terrible idea.
So the only option is down into a cage?
Yep.
That's a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
Or back the way we came, but there's a door at the other end that we don't think...
It's currently not opening, yeah.
You think it's coming towards us, Thorn?
It's coming... downstairs. Is it coming towards us or
no?
No, just down,
maybe into wherever that, she points down into the like chasm, goes to.
Maybe if there's a way, is there anything, can we see anything in the chasm?
Yeah, with the brief bit of light from the dancing lights, lots of blood.
I don't know,
it looks like there are some parts of people. There is rotten flesh.
Does it look like they've gone in there already, like broken and rotten?
Yeah,
or that whatever's
like
down there has done something
as
to
the
them?
Barbed wire has dropped them. This is where parts have been left. Though as you kind of try to peer in, it looks like a crawl space, this like a cage crawl space that leads out into a further room.
We've got to jump in, right?
This could be a feeding pit for all we know.
I
feel like it might be something that is for parts, you know, to be assembled. But we're not in parts, so maybe we can't be assembled into
something.
Maybe there's something.
A way that the parts are collected. A way...
There's a crawl space, right?
By being herded into this room, surely.
By being dragged and pulled apart in this room.
Might be
we're still all in one piece.
Dead.
And we have no other options. We stay here or we go down, right?
That
we
door
can't open that door.
Completely sealed. Have we tried everything with that door?
Tried smashing it down?
Let's try smashing
it down.
Yeah,
we can try smashing it down.
Okay, make
Deacon,
attack rolls.
I feel you've got some big smashy type weapons.
Got a morning star.
Would you like to give it a go?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I'm not feeling me full 10 shillings, but I'll give it a go. Wearily.
Where are you all stood, out of curiosity?
Well,
are you? Did you move into the corridor or are you still in that the room?
We need
the room?
To move in.
Well, I think we headed back towards the door that we initially came in.
Cool. Can everyone make more dexterity saving throws as you cross back toward the door?
Oh, no.
Oh, Daryl.
Oh.
That is not... No. That's not... No. No.
Two Insert. Natural ones on this side of the table.
Yep.
Five. There's no disadvantages here, is there?
Only if you've already got it for exhaustion. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I've done, yeah.
And I'm on a 19.
19, okay. 19.
In a twist of fate.
In a twist of fate. So 15 and above?
No. No. No, no. A natural one didn't quite meet that.
No, great. Okay, so more barbed wires shoot across the room.
I'm so sorry. That was a terrible idea.
I thought we moved out of that
wait,
room.
Wait, I need to clarify because I didn't think we were in that room.
You moved from that room into the corridor.
Yeah.
And as you are passing back through that room to get
to smash down the door.
More wires coming.
Thorn had the bright idea of checking if we could smash our way through the door.
Yeah.
Shit.
You all take 18 points of piercing damage.
We all agreed. Eloise suggested and we all agreed. And then you said we're doing it. Don't be too hard on yourself.
I mean...
I will also say, as it's happened twice, everyone make a wisdom saving throw as well to see whether or not the fear is creeping in.
Yeah. 18 points of damage, yeah?
18 points of piercing damage.
I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah. I'm not in a good place. 15. My wisdom.
15
to 11. Uh-huh.
18.
18.
16.
16. So only Eloise succeeds.
What?
Hang on. Sorry. Eloise and Thorn, you rolled higher. Yeah. So you all gain another point. Gary, Gale, and Deacon all gain another point of exhaustion, which means to read through, if you've got one, disadvantage on ability checks. Two, your speed is halved. Three, disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. And four, your hit point maximum is now halved.
That's fine, actually.
Yeah.
That really doesn't change anything for the situation, so that's kind
of...
I have not got many hit points anyway, so that's fine.
Nice. And the barbed wires, again, start moving and closing and moving towards this cage at the end. Thorn and Eloise, as you aren't trapped and you are...
No, I'm trapped.
We failed.
Sorry, but you didn't fail. You failed the fear check.
We succeeded on the fear, failed on the...
Yeah.
We failed on the... Gale succeeded. Gale's the only one's not trapped, but you're terrified.
Yes.
What I think has happened is everyone's turned, they've gone ahead, and you've watched as they've all been pierced. And then they're being carried toward you.
Can I try and break through? Cut them
through? There's far too many wires. You could cut through one or two, but you've got four bodies being carried toward you on these barbed wire lines. You're not going to be able to cut through. Your only choice at this point is to jump into the cage before they get here.
Then if that's my only choice, that's what I'll do.
Great. So you do. You jump into the cage, fall into this rotten flesh, and start edging your way further and further and further. And as you kind of reach an edge of this cage, you look down and you are suspended. This crawl space is suspended above an entire room of cages in a little horseshoe shape. And then as you just hear the wires come to a stop above the hole, there is a wrenching sound as they are ripped out of everybody, and the four other members of your group fall into this pit. You all take another 7 points of piercing damage as you are released. And
I just healed myself. No, Ben, don't heal yourself.
Oh, man.
How much? Sorry.
Another 7 points.
Not looking good.
Good. I mean, not good, but as in I've done the maths right.
Am I within reaching distance of Deacon?
Same question.
Yeah, you're basically on... the four of you are on a pile together. You can make a quick crawl back, Gale.
Cure woundsing at second level on Deacon because he gave me that spell slot. So that's going there. So Deacon, you get... 10 points back, 10 more HP. I'm also going to heal myself at second level, which is 6 plus 7, so it's 13 plus.
I'm going to make two concentration checks on...
It's 15.
Hunter's Mark.
Mm-hmm.
DC's just going to be 10 on both, isn't it?
My keeps crashing. But how many? I had some damage before and I can't remember how much it was and it's not added it on, or it's not taking it off, but...
Is it the 15?
15, thank you.
I've still got concentration. Just
amazing.
I'm going to claw myself to Deacon, lay a hand on his arm, and give him how many? 14 points of hit point back.
Wow. Cure
wounds.
You.
We're in a pile.
You're in a pile on top of each other.
Is anything moving? Is anything immediately happening?
You're all bleeding quite heavily.
Bleeding heavily, but nothing is immediately...
Nope, there are chunks of your flesh missing.
Yeah. Bad stuff is happening, but there isn't.
No, as you kind of wait there and are healing each other up, you hear the wires go again and make that same movement, like sort of shooting out, moving to this hole above you and then releasing.
So I will just take a moment then, if we've got a minute.
A full minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh my gosh.
I will start casting Healing Spirit. We'll see how far we get.
I love this hope that you all have that you'll be able to heal yourselves out of this situation.
I know, it's ridiculous.
It's human spirit.
I know.
Yeah. We have to play like human spirit.
And you're like, we've got some healing tools. Like, let's use them.
I'm going to
well, like, you know,
write this down and then
come in to stop
if I need to stop at some point. I'm doing it in order. Mm-hmm. But you tell me to stop.
Take the full minute of a healing spirit. Absolutely.
Okay.
He says in the full knowledge.
Go for it.
In which case, Eloise, you get 5 back.
Yes, thank you.
Next up, Deacon, you get 9 back.
Thank you.
Gail, you get 4 back. Captain, you get 10 back.
Wow.
And I'll get 6 back. So does it look like there's anywhere we can go?
There's these horseshoe-shaped
cages. As you kind of finish healing up, take a breather. Start crawling through this space.
David's like, stop healing.
I just think it's a slight waste of time. As you sort of crawl out, you realize that the almost like cage tunnel that you're in is suspended in a room above cages, and those cages are arranged on sort of 3 sides of the room in a sort of horseshoe shape. This tunnel follows it round in the same pattern above.
And is there anything in the cages currently?
Yeah, there is a little bit of light from a door from the one wall that doesn't have the cages attached to them. So you can see that it's a bloody mess down there. There are piles of bodies. There are long rotted bits of people. There are skeletons that have been withered away. It's disgusting.
And any way out of this walkway? Crawl space thing.
From the looks of it, there are parts of the cage that you're in, this tunnel, that open up and would drop you into the cages below.
Into the cages, yeah.
Yeah.
No way out that's not into a cage.
Exactly.
But there is a door that's open
in that
room. We kind of can't get to.
Exactly. So if you can get out of this cage into the cages below and then out of those cages, there's an open doorway.
So we can see the space in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, there's big old streaks of blood across it.
And is there any evidence of keys, anything like that, in the room?
Not that you can see.
I cast the thaumaturgy, see how many cages I can open that's within sight.
The cage doors, I would say with thaumaturgy, whilst you try to open them, what you realise is that they all slide upwards.
Yeah.
And so there is a rattling of things moving in an attempt, but they don't open for you.
Okay.
So, David, the room below,
mm-hmm.
How far away is it from the...
From where you are, it's probably only about a 20-foot drop. It's really not.
Cool. And there's no way of getting through these bars into that room?
There's not a lot of space beyond a teleportation.
Cool.
Are we...
So, Misty Step.
Oh,
there you go. Into the central space.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thorn blinks.
Thorn is gone. Thorn is in the space below you all.
Mm.
Well, do we know where Shepherd is?
Thorn does.
He hasn't said anything.
Can you get us out of here as well?
Let's have a look.
Do you know where that Shepherd is?
Can I sense where Shepherd is?
Yeah, he's in the next room.
Oh!
The next room, on from us.
Yep.
I will put my finger up to my lips and point to whichever direction the next room is. Through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Is the door open?
Yeah.
I will look.
You see another one of those arcane tables that you saw in the cage, in the glass cages in the replicating space, in the centre of a very large room. That's all you see.
I don't see the Shepherd.
No.
Do I hear the Shepherd?
You only with Hunter's Mark are you aware that they are moving within the space of that room, but you don't see them.
Oh, wow.
I will go over to one of the cages and see if there is a way of opening one of the cages.
Make a quick investigation check.
I can't guide myself because I would lose Hunter's Mark.
But I can bardically inspire you by continuing my story about these birds in this particular community. Yeah, 1d8.
I need it. Rolled an 8 on the bardic inspiration. 19.
Yeah. 19 is not enough.
What?
You know that that's not enough to figure out how to open this door. You are looking at it. There is clearly some kind of arcane use that is going to trigger the opening of these cages. You pull at them a little bit to see if like the doors can be lifted. Definitely not too heavy. You could try to undo the hinges and like literally break the door down, but it would be incredibly difficult to fight against the magical protections of these cages.
I don't know how to open them.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Are these cages stacked on top of each other, or are they all attached?
They're all attached. It's kind of like, yeah, they're kind of like 5 foot by 5 foot, and then just lined up around the edge of this room.
Right.
As Thorn investigates a cage from those above, you just see a shadow pass through the light of the doorway. And then something grabs his leg and pulls him into the next room. It is swift. It is without reaction. His head slams against the ground and he's gone.
There's nothing we can do.
Do I have time to do anything?
Nope.
Cool.
What's everyone doing up in those cages?
So he's just gone.
He's gone.
There's nothing we... Like, he's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a cage tunnel that we're in, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But to get to the room below, we had to drop through.
Into a cage.
Fuck's sake. From a cage.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man?
And we can only drop through with teleportation.
No.
No, you can drop through into a
there
cage.
Are,
okay.
There are... Just can't
get
you can
but
see,
once we're in there, we can't
like,
get
out. Like, yeah, openable, yeah. Like, flaps almost in the cage that you're in, that if you were to cross them fully, they could either just open and drop you, or you can choose to kind of, like, push one open and jump down.
And where does the cage tunnel, like, lead to? Or is it just in...
It just leads into these cages below. You look on the other side of the room and it ends at the wall with the other cages below it. Pick your cage.
There's no other choice, is there?
At this point, doesn't look like it.
Yeah, the only way I can use any magic is to rage. I can't really do that if I'm not in combat, can I?
Yeah, you can choose to go into a rage.
You have to hit something to keep it though, don't you?
Well, you just, it's a bonus action to start raging to either, it's not really anger for Deacon, but to activate that power.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in combat.
But how do I keep it going? Do I have to do something?
So you either have to take damage or attack something whilst you're in your rage to keep it going.
Because I can't take damage.
Could you,
but you can attack something.
Yeah.
As long as you're trying to hit something or...
Yeah, so even if that's an inanimate object, I can still hit.
Still counts. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to rage in that case. Let's see what magic comes out of that.
Cool. Mm.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of anything else to do, so might as well have a bit of fun with it. So, the rage is going to be directed at one of those... trap doors. He's gonna 100% just like slam his fist onto it, and that's what's gonna activate it to open and activate his rage.
Amazing. Roll on your wild magic surge.
Okay. Which is,
I feel like you said D8 in the past.
Yeah, it's D8.
Cool. Yeah.
7.
What does that do?
Turns into a duck.
Anything helpful?
Absolutely not. Okay.
Is it disco rage?
Can I just clarify? This thing
hilarious.
That opens, there's no like gap between that and the cage below. It's literally straight into the said cage.
Exactly.
Oh, guys, this isn't terribly helpful. So, flowers and vines temporarily grow around you until your rage ends. The ground within 15 feet of you is difficult terrain for your enemies.
I feel like Thorn would approve of flowers and vines.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
So basically I've made the place pretty.
Yeah, and it's a little bit more comfortable to crawl through.
Yep, yeah.
And then wherever you move, these plants are just sprouting.
I'm so sorry.
Wrapping themselves around all of the the bits of body that are stuck to the bars around you?
The annoying bit is if I'd got two, I could have teleported out of the space. But there we go. I didn't. We've got flowers and vines instead. So, yeah.
What are you all doing?
Crawling in.
Dying.
Are you all going to crawl into the same cage? Are you going to crawl into somewhere that's got a better view of the door? Are you going to split up and try searching different cages for stuff?
How big are the cages? Are they quite big cages?
Yeah, about like 5 foot by 5. Like, you could all fit in one.
It's a my size cage. 5 foot.
Yeah. Like, there's enough space for all of you to... It would be
but
a small
only
space.
Just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could all stand in one cage together. But equally, if you wanted to split up a little bit, you'd have more space.
I feel like... Oh, no. I'm raging, so it doesn't matter what I think.
No, what do you think, Deacon?
Well, I feel like all splitting individually is not a great idea because people have got different... issues. So, but I do think some splitting up is a good thing.
Yeah, like if I got into a cage, would I still be able to draw my longbow?
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Even if I was with everyone?
Yeah. It would be a bit of a squeeze, but I'd still allow it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stick by a Deacon.
Cool.
Follow him.
Me too.
I'll take a separate cage, if you don't mind. I'm going to go to the one that has the best view of the door.
Nice. Sort of more toward the back side, the back wall of the room.
As Eloise walks away, Gail just sort of like takes her by the hand and says, the one that goes off by themselves never ends up well. Are you sure you don't want to come with us?
In my line of work, every assassin knows when death is knocking around the corner. And I'm hearing those knocks pretty loudly right now. Thanks for your concern, fellow. But I think my time is coming. I'll take the chance. Now, pat their hand and go into the cage.
And then the rest of you fall into the same.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going into an adjacent cage to Eloise?
Or? I think we went in before Eloise, so it's up to Eloise.
So you fall into one and then...
Yeah, I'll go into one after.
Nice. Yeah, we'll say adjacent, so at least you're sort of close to each other.
David.
As you kind of all land, you can see that table further off.
Right.
It's activated and Thorn is attached to it.
Oh.
And you can see a small... You can't even quite hear what's happening in that room, but there is a struggle of him trying to pull his body away, and it's not. Before... As you kind of all land in your cages, though, a silhouette moves in front of him and starts... limping awkwardly toward you. This is not the shepherd. This is some other twisted creature. Its head is ripped right the way backwards, so it's almost walking neck first. Its rib cages have been cracked open. There are two arms hanging limply by its side. And there's an additional appendage with a sort of two-pronged spike floating from its shoulder, whipping. Almost as if that's what's searching, and sensing that there are people in the cages, lumbers forwards.
I shoot it.
Please do. Please do. Make your attack rolls.
First one is... 18 to hit?
18 hits.
Okay. That's 4 points of damage, piercing damage.
Nice.
And I'm going to shoot my second arrow, which... 11, does that hit?
11 does hit.
Okay.
It's a quite slow-moving creature, really.
Great. That is 9 points of damage.
Another 9 points of damage. It does not seem to enjoy the hurt that you've just given it. But as it approaches your cage, having been attracted by these arrows...
Oh, shit.
The gate in front of you just opens.
Attack!
can I cast fairy fire, please, before anything
Absolutely,
else happens?
Absolutely, yeah.
So dexterity saving throw, please, hideous creature.
That's a natural 20.
Oh.
Fairy fire has not gone well for me today.
Deacon, what are you doing?
So this is the door that's opened is the one that we're all in, isn't it?
The three of you are in.
Yeah, so it's just open in front of us. How close is this to us? Because it just said it did. the struggle with the ground 15 feet anywhere near me.
It's probably about 5 feet. So yeah, especially as it's sort of near to the cage.
Yeah.
It's like the flowers time. That have been growing out from in every direction from you. It's kind of like stumbled on a little bit, but
yeah,
it's gotten right up to the door of the cage. It's sort of taken the hits from Gary's arrows and then reached the entrance and it's opened.
Well, in that case, I think I'm going to try and use my hand axes and I can have two weapon fighting if I have the wherewithal to be able to do said things.
Those are, yeah, at disadvantage because of your exhaustion.
Yeah, but I need to do my con saving throw first to see if I can even that.
Of course you do.
Which I can.
You can, hey. Well done.
Okay. Natural 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a disadvantage. So you need to roll again.
Aww.
Natural one, I'm going to cry. 14.
14 does hit, does
Woo!
Hit.
Yay.
Yeah.
So that's my first hand axe. I'll do the second one and then do, if I've got both, with damage afterwards. Mm-hmm. If that's all right. Oh, dear. No, this next one's not going to 12. Oh, let me try. Yeah, that's more. So, yeah, 12.
12. Also hits.
Oh, okay. So my two hand axes then. 13 points of damage.
13 points of damage.
Do you get a rage bonus? Did you include that already?
I did not include a rage bonus.
That's cool. So that's, is that two per hit?
It is, yeah.
Another two. Amazing.
Per weapon, is it not?
So 17 total.
So yeah.
Nice.
Fine. I mean, for being knackered, I think he's done pretty well.
Yeah. So, and that beats the creature into the ground. So, yeah, like with Gary's arrow sort of like sticking out of it, sort of Gale stepping back to try to cast some magic, you just rush in, smash this thing, break through like what might have been a collarbone on a normal humanoid, and it falls to the ground, and you just like smack it again, and it stops moving.
Okay, and finishing that off, Deacon is. Going to shout through the door. Come on, you mentioned you wanted a heart of fire. I'm bloody here. Come and find me.
And with that, Gale casts invisibility on Deacon.
Nice. Ooh. Nice.
I think I have to do it on myself as well.
So the three of you are... Oh, and yourself as well.
I think I have to be able to cast it.
Go for it. So as Deacon and Gale turn invisible, Gary, you find yourself stood... free of the cages, at least, and on one side Eloise is still very much trapped in a cage, and on the other side Thorn is strapped to a table.
Did I see how can I work out how our cage ended up opening because of that creature?
From the creature almost willing it as it approached.
Willing
it is what you surmise, is that as it turned its attention toward you, that's when the cage opened.
I'm gonna turn my attention to Eloise's cage. Does that do anything?
No.
No, of course not. He kind of...
You hear some rather painful cries from Thorn in the next room.
Okay, I run to try and go help my corporal.
Mm-hmm. As you leave Eloise...
Yeah, I kind of give a very kind of like... awkward look. It's like, sorry, I can't help.
You rush out and there... kind of having entered the room a little bit more, you start to see a bit more of it. There's it's a large room. It's filled with more of these tables sort of scattered around the edges, almost like an octagonal room. There's equipment of what seems to be medical in various spaces just sort of scattered about. There is the very large contraption that Thorn seems to be attached to, as lowering from the ceiling and pushing themselves toward him are drills, for want of a better word, attached to these long tubes, each attached to a tank of pearlescent liquid.
What?
And they are pushing into his skin.
Huh?
There are drills going into his ribs.
Oh, man.
Into his neck. One starts lowering and presses into the very top of his skull.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And they start whirring.
Whoa!
Okay, he tries to see if there's anywhere he can turn this off from. Investigation.
It's...
Oh. I mean, yeah, make it a disadvantage.
Yeah, fair. 16.
No. This whole thing is far too big that even if you were to pull at one drill and cut one thing, the others would carry on. Thorn, you take 27 points of damage.
Oh! Oh!
Oh no.
David.
Yeah.
Strapped to this thing.
Yeah.
It's not going very well.
No.
No.
It's not going very well for Thorn. I think Thorn, probably their final moment, A, is just going to shift so that they're in as full cat form as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Full lynx form, I should say. And then that gives them some temp HP, which I'll roll in a minute for fun. I think they're going to druid craft. They're going to shut their eyes and they're going to druid craft as much as they can their time back in the Feywild with smells, any sounds that they can make.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And just the feeling of being back in there. They're going to shut their eyes, transform as much as they can, mm-hmm. and try and just be in that world.
Mm-hmm.
Hilariously, I rolled my temp HP. Oh, yeah, one.
As this, these flowers and vines and really rather obscure.
And one more final bit of flavor, if I may.
Appears around you, yeah.
That I've seen. Have I seen just before I shut my eyes as well that Deacon's made like flowers and stuff in the distance? I'll just get them to bloom and just flower and come to life as
Amazing.
Much as I can.
The drills stop. And liquid starts pouring down the tubes and just being pumped into your body. And even as you know that you are dying, there is a sense that your body is taking on new life. But you go limp and stop moving.
Gary, watching this, just falls to his knees, his mouth open and eyes wide with horror at what he's just witnessed.
Can you make another wisdom saving throw, please?
Oh, no.
The thing is, Thorn was in full control to the end. I didn't fail a single...
Mm-mm. But you were by yourself.
No.
Mm.
Con it is, isn't it?
Wisdom saving.
Wisdom, apologies. That is 15.
15, you take another point of exhaustion. So your speed is halved. And you feel the crook of a shepherd just resting on your shoulder.
Oh!
Do we see this?
Invisible? Yes, very much so.
Once again, I'm going to cast fucking fairy fire.
Come on, fairy fire.
It will work. It will work.
Can I see all this happen from my cage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How far is the crook and shepherd from me?
Probably about 40 feet or so.
And how small is the crook? What slice classification would it count as?
Oh, I don't know. It sort of looks wizard staff size. Well, what are you thinking?
I can get a tiny object into my hand with telekinesis.
Would it count as tiny? And he is holding it.
He's holding it. Contested, maybe?
Yeah, let's do a contested one.
What do I roll? Because I use psionic die. I spend a psionic die just to have the ability.
Is there an ability?
But my modifier is intelligence for like...
Make it an intelligence contest.
Against the wizard. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't, because
really
I rolled
doesn't.
A natural 20. So sorry, genuinely.
You've rolled a lot of natural 20s in this
game. I've done well, haven't I?
Yeah, it's not great.
You concentrate, Eloise, and it does... pull a little bit, enough that the shepherd turns to look at you.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Almost like an owl, its head rotating to face you before it snaps back toward Gary.
Can
I cast my fairy fire before anyone else attacks
it? Yeah, so it makes a wisdom save, right?
Yeah. Do I need to do the con save thing, or is that only on attacks?
I'll say that's only on attacks.
Cool.
So that is a wisdom save. That is a 17.
Oh, it's a dex save.
Sorry. Dex save?
Yeah.
Is an 18.
Jesus.
Why even bother?
Can I have, in this, because there's kind of been a few moments since I felt it on my shoulder, can I have tried to grab it and pull it?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay.
Strength?
Contested strength.
Contested strength or dexterity?
How would you be doing this? Are you trying to like sort of twist it in a way to get it out of its hands, or are you trying to just yank it?
No, I feel like I'm trying to do it really. It's almost like a sleight of hand, like trying to like whip it out.
Okay, dexterity then.
Thank you.
Yeah.
10.
I only got a 14. So. But yeah, it is. You pull it forwards, but then you just feel the other hand grab the back of your throat and just start walking forward and slowly like pull you with it toward the table.
I think he just flails and keep your hands off me. You need to stop what you're doing. You've killed too many people. This is no good.
Deacon is also going to yell at this point, having seen what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Oi! Shepherd boy, it's me raftering it.
And because I'm presuming if I'm invisible, so is what's in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So my morning star, and I'm just going to go at him with the morning star.
You're going to rush in behind. Please do.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. I've got to do my con saving throw first, haven't I?
Yes, you do.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no, no.
It's and actually, your speed is pretty low as well.
Yeah.
You struggle forward. Like, you're calling out, you're trying to get the attention.
If you don't actually attack, then you're probably still invisible.
I am still invisible.
Exactly, yeah.
Because
if you're still invisible, attack, just the noise of your voice.
Mm.
But Gary, you feel as this this thing turns you over, pins you by the neck to the ground, and then with its crook, unhooks one of the drills from Thorn's body. Sort of lays the crook down for a moment. Just grabs the tube, unhooks it, sort of pearlescent liquid dripping out, just slowly pushes it into your mouth.
Can I shoot
the crossbow?
Yeah, I want to try and stab
make some
it with
attacks,
a long
make
sword,
some attacks.
Yeah.
All right, two shots of the crossbow.
And we need to do the con saves first, don't we?
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got two.
Oh, yeah, if you want, con saves if you need to.
What do we need to get?
Oh, I've got
10
for
us, I think.
You're a 10.
I fail then. I go at it with a long sword and...
Yeah,
I've only got one level of exhaustion.
So you don't have to worry about that. That was the lingering injury thing anyway.
So that's a 16. No.
The 16 hits?
Cool.
So Gale and Deacon, you've moved forward to physically attack it, right?
Mm.
And you just haven't then been able to for injury.
Yeah.
As you've kind of gotten close, started coughing, like stumbled a little bit as you're
like
kind of...
stifled coughing.
Trying to drag yourselves forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 points of piercing damage.
And the bolt lands in its shoulder.
It dies.
It doesn't stop.
It dies.
Nice. Gary, can you make a D8 roll, please?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I got any chance to try and, like, whack it with my... No, okay. That's a 1.
You... As this kind of like you're being force fed this liquid, there is just the sensation of itchiness everywhere. And the impulse to scratch takes over you. And so as you're trying to flail and attack the shepherd, you drop everything in your hands and just try to like tear at your stomach, at your legs, at your arms. Can you roll another D8, please?
Mm-hmm. 6.
As you're scratching and pulling in, your arms and your legs start fusing into your torso.
What?
You can feel the skin in your armpits and between your legs just closing in. And every scratch, every time you try to pull your body out to stop this pain, it's just pulling you even further in.
Oh my gosh.
Can you roll another D8, please?
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, as this is happening, you can hear the muffled, like, screaming. And you can see the tears just rolling down out of his eyes. And that's an 8.
And that's an 8. And there is death. But as your body, the scratching, the sensation stops. And you go limp. As your body falls apart.
Your fingers fall from your hands. Your feet fall from your legs. Your nose crumbles away from your face.
Oh my gosh.
And all of these parts start writhing their way across the floor. Hundreds of small pieces, almost worm-like, just scattering.
Like crumbs of a Garibaldi biscuit.
It's a beautiful death.
Oh dear.
Yes.
I think it's at this point that, like, Gail's like, what do you want?
Can you, before that, having seen just the collapse of Gary's body, can everybody make a wisdom saving throw?
Oh, no.
Does that mean I saw it?
Yes, you did.
Wisdom saving throw.
Or at the very least, you can see parts of Gary crawling their way toward you.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Well done.
14. I failed every single one of these.
Yeah. What'd you get, Gail?
17.
A 17, that is not.
Oh no, it's a wisdom saving throw. Yeah. Sorry, a 15.
Yeah, unfortunately not. So, Deacon, your speed is reduced to 0.
Oh.
Are you on exhaustion 5?
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Gail, you're only on 2, aren't you?
I'm on 3 now.
On 3?
Yeah.
So, your speed is halved. You've got disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. Mm-hmm. And for the first time, the shepherd, say the first time, it turns and just stares directly into your eyes, Gail. Even though you know that you're invisible.
Oh my gosh.
And then it turns its attention to Deacon.
I've been waiting.
What for?
It's time to leave.
Leave what?
Follow me, friends.
And it turns and walks away to the farthest end of the room.
What?
I mean, I can't move, so.
Yes! Deacon can't move!
Can't do anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fear keeping you solidly where you are.
Yep.
Gail?
Why?
These inky tendrils start leaking out of its cloak again.
Oh, man.
Wrap themselves. They climb your legs, wind their way around your torso, and just drag you slightly off of the ground, your toes just scraping. Eloise, that is the last you see of them. What do, Eloise?
Oh my gosh. We tried the thaumaturgy thing, the cage does not open. I imagine.
You're still in the cage.
I'm still in the cage. I'm still in the effing cage.
Ben wishes he was still back in the cage.
I know, right? I think
I'm well out of it. I'm pleased.
Yeah. Seeing that she only tried it once, she'll try it again. Like, she'll try to just, like, Stranger Things, like, scream at the door with a hand out, like, try to lift it. Probably know it won't work.
Kate Bush playing in the background.
Yeah. And that's what you both hear is as you're being dragged away.
Yeah.
It's just Eloise screaming and trying to release herself.
Oh my gosh.
Over and over, and it echoes after you. The shepherd drags you both.
Oh my gosh.
Through a small corridor that opens into a wonderfully large space where there are rows and rows of these tables. Each of them holding very still some twisted monstrosity. Here is my flock. And as he passes through the rows, with you following behind, heads, eyes turn and follow him and watch where he goes.
Oh.
There are twitching appendages, slithering, pus-filled boils that are oozing and spit as they try to get his attention as you're dragged through. And he ends up at the far end of this very, very large hall, where a very thick metal gate stands. And he turns to you both and says, now I can leave.
Why me?
You are not important, my friend. You are but a sign.
How did you know I'd come? What have I got to do with it? Why would I be a sign?
A dear friend of mine once told me how long I had to wait. He was very good at knowing what was to come. And now my patience has been met with joy.
I ain't seen no joy around here.
What I have done will bring joy.
What, these monstrosities? You think these will bring joy? How's that?
There is something far worse coming.
Oh, good.
And he releases the two of you and turns his attention toward the gate. And it begins to open. And there is a very, very long slope upwards. Would you like to come with me?
What's the other part of the offer?
I have a very hungry flock.
Deacon glances behind him at all of the monstrosities on the table. Well, lovely as they are, I don't think that's a great idea. What do we get if we come with you?
Great renown.
What do you get if we come with you?
I save my people.
Well, you're going to have to do the carrying, mate, because I can't bloody move.
That can be arranged. And as he starts to walk up the slope, with Deacon being dragged behind now, Gail leaving you where you're stood, you hear movement as each of the tables just slowly depowers.
Wait. She's coming too.
She can make her own choices. And these creatures start slowly creeping their way, writhing, dragging themselves along the floor.
Oh no.
Past you, Gail. And following Deacon. Following the shepherd.
Oh!
And that's where we're going to end the episode.
Oh!
David Knight.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Thanks so much for playing with us, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, we didn't kill Deacon.
Oh,
that got close. That got very, very close.
You have been listening to the gruesome adventures of Deacon Fireheart Buttons, with David Knight as your dungeon master, Sarah Gain as Deacon, Ben Galpin as Thorn, Daryl Bailey as Eloise, Grace Kelly Miller as Gary, and Vicky Gaskin as Gail. Original music by David Knight. Editing by Pippa Beckford. Please tell your friends, subscribe, and follow us on all the social media. Thank you for listening to No Small Roles.
Do you like scary stories?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.